Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More than just the headlines. This is WCBS News Radio 880.
A New Rochelle man becomes New York's second coronavirus patient. His family is quarantined in their home.
As a result, more people are being asked to self-quarantine in Westchester.
The MTA steps up the cleaning of its buses, subway stations, and trains to prevent the spread of the virus.
The Fed cuts interest rates by a half point, but stocks are still slumping.
More than 1,300 delegates are up for grabs on this Super Tuesday.
Sports, the Yankees doubt Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton will be ready for opening day.
Spike Lee says he won't attend any more Knicks games this season after he had a disagreement with Garden Security.
We've got light rain. It's 51 degrees on this Tuesday, March 3rd. Good afternoon. I'm John Metaxas.
And I'm Michael Wallace. It's 3:31 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup.
This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
A second coronavirus case has been confirmed in New York. A man in serious condition. An attorney from New Rochelle. And we're learning now that the quarantine circle around this patient is growing quickly. WCBS's Steve Burns joining us live with the latest.
Yeah, gentlemen, we had heard from the governor earlier this morning that they were trying to retrace this man's steps to see exactly where he was and who should be concerned about his whereabouts. So now we can tell you that they have determined that there's an additional group that will be quarantining itself and essentially being affected by this. It is the Temple Young Israel in New Rochelle, halting all services immediately and for the foreseeable future due to the potential exposure connected to this man who tested positive. Additionally, it's saying that congregants of the temple who attended services on February 22nd and a funeral and a bat mitzvah at the temple the next day, February 23rd, have to self-quarantine until March 8th at the very earliest. Those who don't self-quarantine will be mandated to do so by the County Department of Health. So again, the circle of concern around the second coronavirus case in New York is growing, and that's what we've just heard from, again, Temple Young Israel in New Rochelle.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. As we told you, the man is in serious condition at Columbia Presbyterian in Manhattan. Mayor de Blasio gave an update this afternoon.
WCBS reporter Rich Lamb is joining us on our newsline. Rich, what did the mayor have to say today?
Well, the latest case is, as you've just said, is a New Rochelle resident, a lawyer in his 50s, who works at a small Manhattan law firm. We're talking about seven employees there. The man became ill on February 22nd. 5 days later, was admitted to Lawrence Hospital in Bronxville and was transferred to Columbia Presbyterian on Monday. He's the first patient in New York to be hospitalized with these symptoms, the first to be as seriously ill. And the mayor said there is concern because he has a previous respiratory condition. By the way, the man has no history of travel to corona hotspots, so this does appear to be a case of community spread. Where he got it, we don't know. The hospitalized man has two sons, both in isolation and both being tested. One attends the SAR Academy in Riverdale, who has no symptoms. The second is a student at a university here in New York City, and he does have symptoms. Again, both are isolated at home, and they are waiting their tests. The mayor summed up the New York City corona situation this way. Separate from this man and his two sons, 10 people have been tested so far. 8 came back negative. 1 came back positive. That's the healthcare worker who had worked in Iran. And 1 is still pending. That's the healthcare worker's husband. His test results are not back, and nobody is offering an explanation as to why his testing isn't done yet.
Rich, the MTA gave an update on what their plan is to keep it from spreading on mass transit. What are they doing?
Well, the short answer is that MTA employees have broken out the EPA-approved and CDC-endorsed cleaning materials and are going to town on the subways and commuter trains, buses, accessoride vans, and critical station areas. All of the accessoride vans have already been cleaned because of the vulnerable populations that they carry, and they're working on all the other pieces of equipment that the MTA is in charge of. Train cars and buses will be cleaned daily and the full fleet disinfected every 72 hours, we're told. Frequently used surfaces at stations such as turnstiles, MetroCard vending machines, elevators, escalators, benches, and handrails will be disinfected daily. Right now they're using spray bottles and wipes, but they're looking at aerosol devices.
All right, Rich, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
Campaign 2020, Super Tuesday.
Millions of primary voters in 14 states are heading to the polls today, and CBS's Steve Futterman joins us live now from Los Angeles. Steve, what's the focus there in California on this Super Tuesday?
Well, we're trying to figure out how many people who might have voted for Klobuchar, Buttigieg might be shifting to Joe Biden. We have early voting here, as many states do. Many people already had voted for those two candidates. You can't switch in the middle. You have your vote set in stone. So this may, in a sense, not give Joe Biden as much of a switch as he hoped he would get with these two endorsements. Still, lots of people taking part today. The polling areas are very much jammed. Don't know right now how many people will end up voting, but could be a sizable number today.
Steve, as best you can, run us through what each candidate hopes to accomplish today realistically.
Well, Bernie Sanders wants to maintain his lead. He wants to still be the front runner. For Joe Biden, he wants to challenge that, and if he cannot challenge Bernie Sanders and take over that front runner position, he wants to be a close second. Michael Bloomberg wants to be in that discussion right now. He wants to have a big day. Remember, he's not been in any of these primary states, caucus states so far, so he's been pointing to Super Tuesday. He wants a good result today, at least in the discussion with maybe a second place or a third place. Elizabeth Warren, she just wants to hang in there. It could be a very tough night for her.
Thank you, Steve. CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Our special coverage of the Super Tuesday results begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on WCBS.
It's 3:36 on the afternoon roundup. 3:38 at WCBS with traffic and weather together on the 8th. Jim Feldman checking the Gowanus.
Yeah, we still have a couple of lanes blocked on the inbound side in Brooklyn, Michael. It is right after the Prospect Expressway where this accident involving a dump truck has these two lanes blocked, and it is also causing delays back to Fort Hamilton Parkway. Right off of the Verrazano Bridge onto the westbound Staten Island Expressway out towards the West Shore on Staten Island, volume starting to slow down there. Watch for delays in Queens on this, the Bell Parkway between the Van Wyck East getting onto the southern state. Southbound side of the Cross Island Parkway, you've got traffic now building up between the Throgs Neck Bridge past the LIE getting down towards Belmont Park. The LIE itself, also the Grand Central, both eastbound through Queens out into Nassau County. It is bumper to bumper there. To the Bronx, both directions of the Bronx River Parkway now, we see slowdowns between Pelham Parkway and the Cross Bronx. Still a half an hour to 45 minutes to the outbound George on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx. And volume building on your other approaches. Northbound on the Henry Hudson, you've got delays starting at 57th. Northbound on the FDR, you've got delays actually starting at 23rd all the way up to the RFK, and the Deegan also jammed up, too, in both directions. Outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, 15 to 20 at least 20 to a half an hour outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Still have a crash on the outbound Pulaski Skyway and Kearney blocking a lane, and southbound Tunnelly Avenue at County Road. Now there's a crash there blocking a lane. Next traffic update less than 10 minutes away in WCBS.
Light rain has arrived in the city. We're expecting a couple of rounds of rain this afternoon into the evening, even maybe a thunderstorm. Then it'll clear and be breezy overnight with a low of 45 degrees. Tomorrow, winds and clouds and even a bit of sunshine with a high of 54 degrees.
Rain now for much of the tri-state. 52 in Belmore. It's 53 in Yonkers. We're 51 degrees here in Lower Manhattan at 3:40 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup.
At a Senate hearing today, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health warned a coronavirus vaccine is still months away.
We'll likely go into clinical trials in a phase one study within about 2 months or maybe even 6 weeks. That would be a record. However, that is not a vaccine because it will take about 3 months or more to show that it is safe.
CDC officials told the Senate testing for coronavirus is expanding, so by the end of the week, all state labs should be able to do their own testing. The number of coronavirus deaths in Washington state rose to 9 today.
3:40 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup. 3:42 at WCBS. Sports sponsored by John Thurer Cancer Center. Here's Rich Ackerman.
And Michael, the Yankees are bracing themselves to start in the season without both corner outfielders. It's unlikely that Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge will be ready before early April. Judge's ailing shoulder is better today, but still the injury is lingering, so he's going for more tests. The Yankees in action right now and leading the Red Sox big 8-1 top of the eighth. Yanks scored 6 runs in the first. Masahiro Tanaka with 3 perfect innings of action today in which he struck out 5. The Mets have had a rough time trailing the Marlins 6-1 in Port St. Lucie. Noah Syndergaard got the start and gave up 2 earned runs over 3 innings. He struck out 5 and walked none. Jeff McNeil with a home run today for the lone Mets run. The Nets are in Boston tonight trying to figure out a way to halt a 4-game skid. Now, Kyrie Irving is done for the year after undergoing arthroscopic shoulder surgery. Rutgers takes on Maryland tonight at the Rack on senior night. The Rangers face off against the Blues at the Garden. The defending champs have won their last 6, while the Islanders host the Canadiens at Barclays Center. The Devils are in Las Vegas. Sports first at 12 and 42 past every hour. I'm Rich Ackerman.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
I'm John Metaxas.
I'm Michael Wallace. 3 things to know at 3:45.
Number 1, a New Rochelle father has been diagnosed with coronavirus and is in serious condition at Columbia Presbyterian in Manhattan. His temple in New Rochelle is closing and some of his congregants will have to self-quarantine.
Number 2, it's Super Tuesday in 14 states, including Tennessee, where some polling places had to be moved because of last night's tornado damage. At least 22 people were killed in the storms.
And number 3, the Federal Reserve today cut interest rates by 0.5 percentage point to try to soften the economic impact of the coronavirus, but stocks are still down this afternoon.
Bloomberg's Michelle Cortez is joining us on our news line. So, Michelle, what was the Fed's reasoning for the cut today?
Well, the Fed cut interest rates because they know that we have this outbreak occurring and it's going to affect the international economy. And they know that some action has to be taken in order to start moving things along to revitalize what's happening in China and to get the global economy moving. And we just really don't have that many tools. And this is what we've got. So they went for it.
Michelle, even with today's rate cut, stocks are falling. Why is that?
Well, I think that people are realizing that when the Fed acts like that, it's an indication that there is something seriously wrong, that other ways of approaching it aren't likely going to work. And so it's kind of a signal to everyone that this is a legitimate worldwide crisis, and we need to do everything that we can. And I really believe that there are some people out there who are kind of thinking we might be able to just put our head down and get through this. And the Fed's action made everyone was a wake-up call, basically.
President Trump had been on the Fed's case to cut interest rates. He tweeted today, after today's cut, he wants more easing. Could that happen, Michelle, or is today's cut likely the last one for a while?
Well, certainly investors were expecting a rate cut to come. They just weren't necessarily expecting it to come in this kind of an emergency move in the middle of its regular cycle. There is room for future cuts to happen, but whether or not that will be necessary or whether the Fed will you know, give into that at some point, it'll be interesting to see. There is only so far they can go down. So we're not there yet, though.
You mentioned this is an indication things are bad. Do the commentators think this will work?
Well, in terms of fighting the coronavirus, it's definitely not going to work. You know, putting more money into the global economy isn't, and loosening monetary policy isn't going to have much of an impact against the virus itself. So that's a separate thing. But we are going to see China coming back online. We're already seeing their plants are picking back up the pace. We're getting shipping routes out of there. We're seeing that more things are coming, more packages. We're seeing some travel restrictions ease a little bit. So as that happens, we're going to need companies and economies to engage going further, and maybe easy money will make that a little easier.
Michelle, thanks. That's Michelle Cortez at Bloomberg.
WCBS News, time 3:48. Time now for traffic and weather together. Here's Jim Feltman.
And some trouble now on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound western spur. There's a broken down vehicle by 15W in the left lane. And then right beyond that, in the truck lane south of Interchange 14, there's a broken down bus, and that's in the left lane. Southbound Tunnelly Avenue in Jersey City at County Road, watch out for a crash. Outbound Pulaski Skyway, a crash as well. Parkway, slow southbound right now from the Essex tolls down through 145 down to the Union tolls and getting into Clark. You've got delays also building up on the westbound side of I-80 between the Parkway and Route 19 in Patterson. Our next traffic update less than 10 minutes away on WCBS.
Checking the forecast right now, rain has arrived in our area. We'll have a couple of rounds of showers this afternoon into the first part of the evening, and then some thunderstorms as well. Clearing and breezy before daybreak, a low of 45 tomorrow. The winds continue with a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 54 degrees. Light rain in the area. It's 52 in Tarrytown, 53 in Woodcliff Lake, and 51 here in Manhattan.
It's 3:50 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup. A New York State senator says there's been price gouging over medical supplies because of the coronavirus, and he wants that to stop.
WCBS's Sophia Hall joins us on our news line. And Sophia, what's happening?
Well, according to Senator Brad Hoyleman, he has seen a box of surgical masks jump from $20 to $75. That's nearly four times the amount that was in Chinatown. He also says online some are selling hand sanitizers. One bottle costs $250. His bill would make it illegal to hike the prices of things like masks and hand sanitizer and other medical supplies by more than 10% during the coronavirus crisis. And if a company is caught violating the law, the attorney general will go after them, the senator says.
What about the penalties for this if this bill becomes law? What would price gougers be facing potentially?
Each fine could cost the company $25,000. And I did ask the senator, if the company is not located in New York State, can the attorney general still go after them? He says yes. If they're in another state and the company sold a product that jumped in price to a New Yorker, then the attorney general can still go after that company.
All right. Thank you, Sophia. WCBS's Sophia Hall.
It's 3:52 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup.
A community self-quarantines in Westchester after the second coronavirus case is confirmed. A New Rochelle man is in the hospital in Manhattan.
Latest coming up on that in 5 minutes at 3:55. It's Money News on WCBS, sponsored by jcfny.org. At Bloomberg, here's Tracy Jonkey.
Michael and John, if the Federal Reserve intended to calm the financial markets with its emergency rate cut this morning, well, the Dow is falling 733 points. The Nasdaq's down 242. The S&P down 75. The Fed slashed interest rates by half a percentage point in response to the coronavirus. Some critics say that was too aggressive. Other critics say it won't help. Ford is barring all business travel until close to the end of the month, and thousands of J.P. Morgan Chase employees are being asked to work from home while the bank tries out a coronavirus contingency plan. Apple's most important manufacturing partner expects its Chinese factories to begin operating normally by the end of March. Hanhai is working to resolve labor shortages brought on by the coronavirus. Its factories are currently at 50% capacity. With Money News at 25 and 55 on WCBS, on Bloomberg's Tracy Jonkey.
3:58, time for traffic and weather together. Here's Jim Feldman.
And big trouble now on Long Island in Suffolk County, eastbound LIE. A vehicle fire at exit 50 is closing that ramp at exit 50, but it is causing delays right now. You've got long delays, at least a 2 to 3 mile backup. You've got delays coming out of Queens, both on the LIE and the Northern State, getting out to Glen Cove Road. In Queens, also watch for slowdowns in the Belt Parkway between the Van Wyck and the Southern State. Belt Parkway in Brooklyn just jammed up from the Verrazano Bridge getting out towards Knapp Street. Now, the forecast from the WCBS Weather Center.
Well, thanks very much. Right now, 51 degrees. We have light rain falling in New York City. Some areas do have a, you know, moderate rain shower that's taking place out there. There's a better bet, however, for even a thunderstorm tonight, so the rain showers will get heavier. Overnight low goes down to about 45, but during the overnight hours, you're going to be basically done with the rain. And Wednesday, for the most part now, is looking much better than we initially thought. I think it's a partly sunny day. High temperature 56. Could be a little bit of rain maybe late Wednesday, but it's just not a big factor. Thursday, sunshine and 53. I'm Lonnie Quinn.
This is WCBS, WCBS HD, and WCBS FM HD2 New York.
A Westchester man is New York's second coronavirus patient. He's now hospitalized in the city. Several people who came into contact with the man, including his family, are now self-quarantined. Two more people in Washington State have died from the coronavirus, bringing the U.S. death toll to 9. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 800 points despite a Fed rate cut. In sports, Aaron Judge will likely not be ready for opening day. Nets, Rangers, Devils, and Islanders are all in action tonight.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.